Well, it's first of all, it's a tough day. Like, you know, we traded for Sven. You know, he's been part of our group here the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. It was a tough conversation. I think, you know, kind of it's the evolution of us as a team. Like, my job is to try to, you know, improve the team, sign better players, trade for better players over the summer. And, you know, so we got better players in camp, so we were going to have to make tough decisions. You know, I guess the other side to that is, you know, Sven only played 26 games last year, so this will give him an opportunity to, you know, get more ice time and play lots. And, you know, we're going to have injuries again. He's going to come back up at some point, but to start the year, he's going to have to go down.
What about the fit, Jim? You look at and you think of top six, and eventually you're going to have Roussel come back, maybe as your third line left side guy. Is this predicated too on the fit?
Yeah, I think part of it was is, you know, we looked at, you know, he wasn't going to be on the top two power plays per se. He doesn't kill penalties for us. So I think as we construct the roster and, you know, Travis thinks about the fit of who can kill penalties and, you know, who's going to be on the power play, I think that was part of it.
How does this fit a desire to have more scoring depth, to have scoring lines right through the lineup?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen, like, some good chemistry on some of the lines. I think with, you know, if Josh Levo's on that third line with Sutz and with Jake, you know, I think Jake gives, or Louis on that line, like Jake gives that line speed. Levo, we're hoping is going to be a 15-20 goal scorer for us this year, and Sutz has scored in the past, and, you know, so we're hoping that, you know, he can regain that form and score for us this year. And then that fourth line they played through the preseasons had good chemistry together, the Schaller, Beagle, Mott line, and they've spent a lot of time in the other team's offensive zone with a good forecheck and cycling the puck. So, you know, that we're hoping that that leads to scoring chances, and, you know, they can score their share of goals too.
Jim, Scott Dagg did a lot to make this team, but where do you see him actually fitting in? I know it's just one day, but he's looks like one of the extras today. How do you see that playing out?
Well, we're going to, like we said, if you had a good camp and you deserve to be here, we're going to find a way to make space for you. And you know, that's what we did today by making some hard decisions and sending some other guys down. He deserves to be here to start the year. We'll see, you know, how much we'll monitor, how much he's going to play, and, you know, if he gets in the lineup and how much he's going to play, and if it's the best for him at some point to send him down. If he's only playing 8 minutes a night or 10 minutes a night and he's not, you know, getting in the lineup, we're going to do what's best for his development. Like, even though he had a real good camp, he's going to be a good player for us going forward and an important player for us, and we're going to do what's best for his development, but he's going to start up here.
Do you guys see him as an option to play on the wing if necessary?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have different options. He can, if Travis feels he wants to play him in the middle, he can move Sutz to the wing, or, you know, that we have different configurations that we can try to do to get him in the lineup. And so, you know, that's going to be up on Travis to figure out who's going to start the year in Edmonton and kind of go from there.
Jim, you talk about difficult decisions that you have to make. Sometimes yeah. The decisions are made by the players themselves. Nikolai Goldobin, was it just a disappointing camp for him preseason?
Well, he first of all, he's a great kid, and that was a hard conversation with him because I think, you know, in his own heart, he's, you know, wants to be here. We've spent a lot of time with his development. And he's a guy, though, if we have an injury in the top six, he gives us depth. He can come in and play in our top six. So, you know, out of the conversations that I had with these three guys, like, you know, that was a hard conversation because, you know, we traded for him. We're trying to work with him to develop him. You know, I thought maybe his camp was just average. But he does have a skill set when he has the puck on his stick that he can make plays, and he's an offensive gifted player. So, you know, he's going to go down. He's going to, if he clears waivers, and, you know, we'll know in a day. And then if he clears waivers, he'll go down, and he'll be an option for us to call up at some point, too.
Do you think the chances are
there? Where did Louis Erickson, Tim Schaller, fit in the conversation to still be here?
as opposed to...
Well, I think that's what I addressed a little bit earlier. It's more about the fit. Like if Sven wasn't going to be on our top two units power play wise, he doesn't kill penalties for us. Those other guys give us more flexibility to be, we think, third or fourth line players and penalty killers. So I think that was kind of the conversation that we had, you know, based on Sven versus Louis or Tim Schaller.
Did you have trade discussions with anybody about Sven?
Yes, I have. I've had conversations with lots of different teams through the course of, you know, the last couple of weeks and throughout the summer, and I wasn't able to find a fit.
How likely do you think it is that somebody might claim Sven?
I have no idea. I guess, you know, we'll see in the next 24 hours where that ends up. Seems like, you know, there's some teams that may have some interest in Alex, but I don't really know on Sven.
There is obviously salary cap ramifications. Did that factor into this?
No.
If somebody does take Sven, you save 3.4?
Well, we save the money, but that didn't factor into our decision on you know, doing the right thing and keeping the players to start the year that earned the right to be here.
When you talk about earning a spot, it seemed like Berchi had a pretty good preseason, that he had 4 points in five games, seemed to have some chemistry with Gaudette as well. How do you parse that when you've got a couple players that seem to have earned a spot but maybe aren't the right fit?
Well, you know, like when we try to construct the starting lineup for who's going to start the year, you know, even though they had chemistry together in the preseason, like, you know, they weren't going to be in our lineup to open the season. So, you know, it's about trying to figure out the best fit with the group of different types of players. And, you know, and Sven's a skilled player, and we just felt like, you know, this the skill set on our team is addressed with some other players. And you know, Travis wants, you know, a different look, you know, maybe faster players or players that forecheck harder or penalty killers versus keeping Sven on the opening day roster.
You have enough skill, enough goal scoring with the roster as it's currently constructed.
Well, yeah. And, like, Sven is still in, like, you know, like if he clears waivers tomorrow, he's still in our organization. He's still part of our group going forward. And, you know, we'll see how this looks to start the year. But if he's still around, we can call him up.
How tough was it? Is it given the path that Berchi took back to the lineup last season, given the concussion issues? How tough was it to break that news to him, given how hard he worked to get back?
Yeah, well, it was hard. Like I said, like we traded for him. You know, we you know, developed him. We worked with him. He's been one of our skilled players the last 4 years around here, and he had a good chemistry with Bo. And they played well together. But, you know, Pearson plays well together with Bo too. So, you know, like I said, it's kind of the evolution of where we're at as an organization where, you know, we have better players now and we're going to have to make these hard, tough decisions.
Did you feel he'd fully recovered? And health-wise, yes, but just in terms of mentally getting past it and being able to compete in all areas, or did it still affecting him a little bit?
I got the feeling like he felt good when I talked to him. He felt good and stuff out there, but he missed a lot of time last year. You know, he only played 26 games. So, you know, I think maybe, you know, his timing and stuff, like, you know, wasn't 100% like it has been in the past. But, you know, we're hoping that if he goes down and plays, that he can get that back and he can be up with us.
Was he hesitant in your mind?
A little bit. I thought he was, you know, like we're not expecting him to be a physical player, but as a skilled player, you got to take hits to make plays. And so, you know, I think that kind of showed up a little bit in the preseason.
Along those lines, Jim, Brock's on the ice there. Is it all systems go there?
Yeah, he's 100% cleared. He feels better. He went through the protocol. Everything's good. So he'll be available for the first game.
How about Fantenberg?
Same thing. He's gone through the. He's cleared all the reps. Feels good. He's back out there practicing today, and tomorrow he'll be available for Wednesday.
Is there any update on naming a captain?
Travis will talk about more about that later. I'll leave that up to him.
Jim, were you disappointed there's no disciplinary action for that hit on Brockton? Did we see a star player going somewhere and the league did nothing?
I talked to George about it. Him and his guys reviewed both hits. And, you know, felt that it wasn't worthy of a suspension. And so he's, you know, we have to trust his judgment on it. And, you know, it's scary for us when you have one of your best players get hit from behind and go flying into the boards. But, you know, he's got a tough job, George does, and we respect his decision.
Jim, what was the feeling on Schaller in the offseason? He admitted to us he wasn't ready for camp in Whistler. He had a horrible year. Had one year left at 1.9. Was there some thought in the offseason that we're not quite sure what to do with him, or was it about giving him another shot here at camp?
Well, I think he's come in and he's been real good in camp so far this year. Like he, you know, like we talked, there's like a group of players that we talked about that we're going to have to come in and have good camps and earn a spot on the team. And I think he was one of them. And he's come in and he's been skating really well in camp. And when him and his Jay Beagle and Mott or whoever's been playing with them, they've been good in the exhibition games. And, you know, he's a guy that can kill penalties for us. So, you know, he's earned his spot on the team, I would say.
So is this your 23-man opening night roster, or is it possible you might still take somebody on waivers?
This is what I think. Well, we're going to look at waivers, of course, and, you know, trades too, but I would think this is going to be our 23-man roster to start the season.
Jimmy's been in the news throughout camp. Do you have some thoughts on Jake Virtanen's camp and what's transpired over the past 2 weeks and your expectations for him this season?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought like that first game he had a real good game in Calgary and scored those couple goals. You know, I don't think since then he's lived up to the expectations that he's had for himself and that we've had for him. Like I've said all along, like he's a guy that gives our team speed, and you know, that's important to the way Travis wants to play. So, you know, Travis has had daily conversations with him and where his game's at, and he's going to have to pick it up, but he has, you know, the capability of adding something to our team that, you know, that we need. So that's kind of, you know, why he's here and going to be playing in the lineup.